Notice over chapter 23 now, and I'll be using chapter 23 also. And I read here in verse 3, "And the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all their heart, with all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book, and all the people stood to the covenant." They said, we will not only read the word of God, we are going to walk the word of God. We're going to live it. And we need not only to learn it, but we need to live it. Those are the steps that they took here. And I think today we could have a revival in many of our churches. I'm convinced of that. But there must be a conviction of sin that only the Word of God can bring. And then when that Word of God brings the conviction, then there must be something done about it. Repentance means to make things right, friends. It means to turn around and go the opposite direction. If you're going wrong, the thing to do is to turn and to go right. I heard of an evangelist that had a meeting in Upper New York State years ago. And he preached for a week, the coldest meeting he'd ever had. Not a movement, not a person made any move toward God. And then one night, the leading deacon in the church came forward and started to repent, shed tears. And you know, that broke the meeting wide open, because he was the one standing in the way of revival in that church. And he apologized to somebody. And all that night, it is said, that fellow went to a fence corner, and he'd get out on his knees and begin to pray, and the Lord would convict him of something, because his life wasn't right. He'd go over and knock on somebody's door, and they'd come to the door, and he said, "I'm here to make things right." And you know, that went on all night. And imagine getting people up 2 and 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. By the morning, there was a revival going on in that town. May I say, that's the step. And that's what this man, Josiah, he's king, he has a tremendous influence. And now there's something else that's going to happen. This man is going to put into operation a very bold plan. And Josiah was a very brave man in that day. And I'll have to go over to 2 Chronicles to pick up this part of the statement. Chronicles will give us the spiritual side. And let me go over there and pick up in 2 Chronicles 34 at verse 33. Will you notice this? "And Josiah took away all the abominations out of all the countries that pertain to the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve, even to serve the Lord their God. And all his days they departed not from following the Lord, the God of their fathers." May I say to you, he put legs to his prayers, and his repentance got in first gear and started moving out. Now, what were the things that he did? Well, here are some of the things that he did. Back in 2 Kings 23, verse 4, he put away idolatry. "And the king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, and the priests of the second order, and the keepers of the door, to bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for Baal and for the grove and for all the host of heaven. And he burned them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron, and carried the ashes of them unto Bethel." In other words, he even took the ashes out of town, so they couldn't even look to the ashes. He put away idolatry. And he not only did that, he put away immorality.